What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are back. We took a little break, but Big O and I, we're in the house, and we're ready to rock and roll. We got another spotlight comedian coming up. Big O, it's been a while, man. How you been doing?
Man, COVID-free since 1973. Going to be coming down, seeing you next couple weeks.
Yes,
we're
going to
be doing this shit live. You know what? If any sugar mamas out there want to treat me while I'm out there and have a good time, just hit us up, man. Look at us up on riceandbeanscast.com. We got our emails there. Shout us a hi. Man, you hit every one of us. We love to see emails. We haven't seen anyone because of the one or two listeners out there. But, hey, we want to hear from you.
We sure do, guys. Get at us. Anything, you know, things that you guys like hearing on the show, ideas, questions that you want us to have answered, you know, advice column. If you're going to take advice from us, I wouldn't. But, I mean, you know, it's a free country. Can if you want to. But Big O is right. He is going to be out here. He's going to take a little trip. And so we're going to like knock out as many episodes as we can while he's here in studio. And we're also going to have other cast members come through. So it's going to be really fun and we're looking forward to it. And we might even have like a special show, but we'll keep you informed on that one. But we got a good show lined up for you tonight. Spotlight comedian is Rodney Dangerfield, the guy that gets no respect, none at all. One of my personal favorites. I always was really big on the one-liner comedy, and this guy was like one of the kings of one-liners.
Yeah, that man, he was a godsend, coming out from a vacuum salesman and then getting up on the comedy stage and just killing it for the rest of his life. He was the cornerstone for a lot of comedians being introduced into my life.
It takes me back to a day when Jews were funny.
Oh, hey. That was 1942? No, 43.
No, that's when they were Hot Pockets.
Oh, that's when they were really hot. Okay.
So, with Rodney Dangerfield's comedy, you know, he talked a lot about himself. You know, it was a big proponent of making fun of himself, and a lot of his one-liners were, you know, stuff that was like, oh, I was such an ugly kid, or I'm not a good looking guy, like, you know, things like jokes about his wife cheating on him and
no respect.
None at all. and with that in mind, I think I was up for a little bit of a challenge during the season break planning. And so what we've come up with is much like we put Big O to the test with the Andrew Dice Clay nursery rhymes. We're going to go ahead and put my knowledge of Rodney Dangerfield one-liners to the test with the one-liners game.
This was like a Rorschach painting. You had diarrhea on a poster board, and we're going to see if you remember the lines that we pick out of this shit.
All right. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready, let's get the ball rolling.
Okay. So let's start this off. All right. I was so ugly, my mother used to feed me.
With a slingshot.
No. Let that one sink in, kids. Last week I told my psychiatrist I keep thinking about suicide.
He told me now I have to pay in advance.
Hey man, if you're dead, you're not getting paid. I'll tell you that right now. I met the Surgeon General.
He told me to go have a smoke.
I went to the doctor because I always swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills.
He told me to have two drinks and get some rest. Shit like that, man. That's what I'm talking about. Like shit like that. There's like the doctor, the sleeping pills. Like, he'll go get some rest. No respect at all.
The guy was an ugly motherfucker, but he knew it, and he pounced on it every chance he could.
Dude, he made it work for him.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? He was beloved for being ugly. What a dog I got. He found out we look alike.
Oh, I love this one. And he killed himself.
Remember, kids, suicide is not the way. Came from a real tough neighborhood.
Every time I close the window, I hurt somebody's fingers.
You know that one well where you're at, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Goddamn neighbors. When I was born, the doctor came out of the waiting room and said to my father,
I'm very sorry. We did everything we could, but he pulled through anyways.
Oh! Oh, shit, man. So good. A girl phoned me the other day. Come on over. There's nobody home.
This happened to me. I went over. There was nobody home. Oh! Yeah, it's a fucked up story. Like, you know, you like high school pranks. Yeah, come over, nobody's home. I'm like, okay. So I fucking go over and I'm like knocking on the door and I'm like, I call, I can hear the phone ringing inside. You know, this is before cell phones. So I was like, oh, motherfucker, nobody's home.
It reminds me of the time I was on the phone with my kid was in the house and my teenage daughter now. And I was like, you don't say, you don't say, you don't say, you don't say. I did this for 5 minutes and she just looked at me and I was just waiting. She finally said, what'd they say? They didn't say. And I walked out of the room. Oh, so priceless. I was such an ugly kid when I played in the sandbox.
The cat kept trying to cover me up.
As one would do with a big dog poop. My mother never breastfed me.
She told me she liked me as a friend.
Yeah, you never want to get past a certain point, right? You're in the friend zone, stay in the friend zone where it's safe.
Just be happy with what you get.
A shot from across the room. Yeah. Like a cat under the udder. Why, my wife's cooking was so bad that the flies pitched in to fix the screen door.
I left dental floss in the kitchen and the roaches hung themselves.
Some bad cooking, man.
I'm so glad that I got to hear that at a young age because I remembered that when I got older and I had this girlfriend like in college or in high school or like after somewhere in the in-between point, right? And she could not cook worth a shit. And somebody asked me, hey, can your girlfriend cook? I'm like, let's put it this way. I leave dental floss in the kitchen. The roaches hang themselves. When she makes dinner, we pray after we eat.
So, yeah, when I was in 85, 86, when I moved in the Central Valley, Southern San Joaquin Valley, where all my family's at, we were watching. We have cable because my mom worked at the local cable company. And so we'd watch HBO, Showtime, all that stuff. And yeah, mom, sorry, I knew the codes to the Playboy channel. Any case, we would stay up late and watch Rodney Dangerfield's Young Comedians.
And oh, so, nice.
Yeah, a lot of comedians coming out that time, they weren't new. They were on the circuit, and they were like big names on the circuit. But this was now reaching out to the fan base out into the, you know, cable community. And everybody's seeing these people for the first time that aren't in the big city. So I saw Bob Saget. I saw Sam Kinison. I saw all these guys that were like huge in the circuits down in LA and New York City and all these places. Now I'm getting to see them in the Southern San Joaquin Valley in the middle of Orange Patch country where all the hicks are and Mexicans. And I'm laughing my brains out. And so, you know, this is, you know, seeing Dangerfield bring this, you know, encompass this all together and getting these one-liners in. Oh, man, mm-hmm. It was just heaven for me, man.
Yeah, man. I can imagine that. Like, that's just. That's fucking insane. The Playboy channel, you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a five-digit code right there. So 0000, enter. No, that didn't work. 00001, and I'm getting hard by this time. Enter, nothing. Damn it. I get to 1,000. I'm still hard as a fucking rock. I still haven't cracked the code. And then next thing you know, I'm in the 2,000s. Finally, I get to the 7,000s. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got a couple of the numbers right. I can see some scrambled stuff.
Those were good times. Those were good fucking times.
Yeah, it took me about an hour though.
And you would switch off with your friends. Like, all right, dude, it's your turn. You start. You keep going. I left off on this.
It was just me and my brother, and my brother just finally quit, and I was just like too hard to quit. I needed to see some vag. I needed to see some titties. And it got to a point where I started becoming Nintendo Championship because I was like, dee, 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 and I hit all those fucking codes, man. Left, right, up, down, enter, start.
So funny postscript to that story. Like I'm helping like fucking wire the surround sound and they're like fucking like bitching at me because like I'm already taking my sweet ass time. I get it. I was. And then I pulled this move. Oh, man, I got to go take a shit. And I thought they were going to kick my ass. It was like my brother and two of my friends. And like they all looked at me like, I'm about to fuck you up. So I'm like, but I'll take the speaker in there and the fucking wire. And while I'm fucking doing my shit, I'll wire the speaker. And then that way, at least this one's done when I come out. And I'm like, just don't like, you know, don't blast the shit. Because if it, like, when I plug it in, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to turn on. It's going to be all loud. There's a fucking, there's the fucking window and the neighbor right next door. So not only had they figured out the combo for the fucking porn channels, but they go ahead and like, they wait for me to like, I'm all okay. Test it low. And I'm like, you yelling out the door. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they fucking put on. They flipped to the first fucking porn channel they could find and they fucking cranked that shit. And, you know, it's summer, the fucking window's open, and that's the first thing that fucking I'm sure you could hear outside was fucking porn. This chick fucking getting drilled hard.
My ass! Okay, honey, you know, the next door neighbors, they're making waffles and French toast. Next thing you know, they're having sex.
Yeah, so fucking last time I fell for that shit, I'm like, nah, it can wait until I get out of the bathroom.
My psychiatrist told me I was crazy. I said, I want a second opinion.
Is it okay? You're ugly too.
You almost knocked off my headphones, goddammit. I could tell my parents hated me.
All my bath toys were toasters and radios.
That's a shock. Oh, motherfucker, that's so great. I think we got a couple more, maybe one more. I went to see my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boomba. I told him once, doctor, every morning when I get up and look in the mirror, I feel like I'm throwing up. What's wrong with me?
He said, I don't know, but your eyesight's perfect. I had no respect, I tell you. No respect at all.
Oh, man.
But that was the doctor ones always got me. Those are always the hilarious ones. When, like the sleeping pills to have a couple of drinks and then take.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Benny Boom Bomb, he was such a great doctor. He took care of Rodney all the way to his dying days.
And then did you ever see that skit on SNL with, was it Andy Kaufman where he played Dr. Vinnie Boombots?
Yeah, I did. But I don't remember the whole thing. I do remember laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was like, as we were going through these, like, I was watching random clips of Dangerfield and his stand-up. I even watched Caddyshack. I forgot how funny that movie was. I hadn't seen it in a long time, but oh man, right when he gets in, he rips. He's like, look at that ugly ass hat. Who the hell would wear the hat like that? And he turns around, and the guy's wearing it. And he's like, but it looks great on you though. And he turns around, he's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Billy, 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 Billy. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy. This is a big one, Billy. That night, it was the best.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Yes. Like, when he started doing that, I just started dying laughing. I could not stop.
Yeah. Dangerfield was the best in that movie. I used to love that shit.
Now, speaking of Dr. Vinny Boombots, it got us thinking about weird things that we've seen or heard or like come across.
Done.
Yeah, done.
Don't say come across because that'll send the wrong message.
Well, I mean, depends on who's telling the story.
And what she was wearing.
Exactly. Oh.
So one time I went in to get my examination. Now, this was 10 years prior to the scheduled examination you're supposed to take in the 40s. And it has to do with the finger and some petroleum jelly that desensitizes. And, you know, I thought something was going wrong, man. But I was taking ibuprofen, so I had a little bit of blood in my stool, you know. And I was just, hey. You know, so I don't know if this makes me weird. Okay, I am not gay.
No, that's not gay. That's not what makes you weird.
Yeah, probably. You know, and if you start in with that, maybe you kind of dabble. No, I don't dabble. All right. I may stick it in my own, but hey, you know, that's a personal preference, and I thank you for not asking about that, motherfucker. So I was at this doctor's office, and this guy's a nice guy. He's 6'2", you know, he's very white, non-Jewish, so, you know, that worked for him. He had huge hands, and the reason to say huge hands is because, you know, he's about to check my scope, right, make sure my oil is good. And he's all, yeah, I got large hands. I go, yeah, I kind of noticed that. He's all, well, would you like the Asian lady to come in here? She got small hands. And this was the one opportunity I could have took to have a woman check my ass. I was like, no, that's just weird. I don't know if I can do that. So I don't know if I got a huge hole or if he was just the best doctor in the world with slender fingers, but I didn't feel a thing.
How big are your fucking turrets? Holy shit.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty tight. Apparently I'm not.
Motherfucker eats his Wheaties.
I guess I've been fucked a lot. And if you look at the U.S. government bill, it shows.
It's like being pregnant. Everybody congratulates you on the baby. Nobody asks you how many times you get fucked to get that way.
Or if you're even pregnant. Throwing hot dogs down hallways.
Of shows to make fun of, I think one of my personal favorites is gotta be I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. I mean, the fucking heifers that are on that one, holy shit.
You have any good ones from the doctor's office?
Yeah. So I'm in college and I go with my girlfriend to the doctor's office, right? And I'm thinking I'm going to get off light, you know, stay in the waiting room, you know, watch whatever shitty TV show they have on, you know, just sit there and be cool and then get some later. Well, I forgot about a fight we had like, you know, a few days ago. She didn't apparently. I mean, she said she was over it, but I guess payback was coming.
Women are never over it.
So, yeah, no shit, right? The things you find out after you get married. She fucking drags me and she's like, no, come on, you're going to go in the exam room with me. And I'm like, fuck, why? You're a big girl. You got this. And she's like,
wait, how big?
No, I have a weight limit. I have a bad back. funny side story. I'm on this cruise, right? And I'm in the hot tub, and you know, I'm talking to these people that are in there, and you know, they're looking at some chick that was across the way that was like, you know, and like in a, you know, pretty small bikini, but the thing is, she was a little bigger than my taste. And so I was like, he looks at me and it looks over at the chick like, hey, check that one out. I look and I'm like, see, here's the thing. I don't really like do heavy lifting on vacation. You know what I mean? And so
if I wanted that, I would have went to SeaWorld.
Right. I don't know. Like your post is like, are you ladies from Wales? Okay. Where are you two Wales from? Are you two ladies from England, Wales?
Yeah.
Are you two Wales?
You ladies, yeah, we're Wales. Are you two Wales from me?
Like Monty Python and like in, was it, like his Young Frankenstein type humor. That's always awesome. So anyways,
she's dragging you into the exam room.
Right. And so I'm in the exam room and he's doing the whole thing. And I'm like, it was really hard for me to not make comments because it was like a gyno type exam. And so I was like, okay, whatever. He starts doing his thing and I'm like, this close to being like, that's more action than that fucking badge has seen in the last week. Believe me, I tried, but then I kind of remember that that's the kind of shit that got me into trouble in the first place. And that's why I was sitting through a fucking pelvic exam. So, but the doctor's always on her about her smoking, right? Cause you know, she had asthma and he was like, didn't want her to smoke. So he's talking to her about it again. And he was like, well, maybe when you feel like having a smoke, that, you know, like it's the oral fixation. Maybe there are other things that you can do orally to, you know, like help alleviate the need to want to smoke. And then he looks at me and I was like, it clicked. Like, it was like, bam. When the light went, I'm like, yeah, do that. And she was like, she was all, what? And she was confused. I'm like, I like where this is going. And she was like, and then that's what made her like go, oh, hell no. She's like, so let me get this straight. Instead of smoking a cigarette, which is satisfying for me, I'm supposed to give him a blowjob, which is satisfying for him. And I'm like, yeah, that's what he said. Like, I don't see the problem.
Hey, this cigarette's free. You don't have to pay $13 a pack.
Right? I'm like, I can just keep making them for you. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's not going to run out. I'm like 19. Believe me, I've got plenty to go.
Give me 5 minutes. It'll be recharged. It's one of those rechargeable cigarettes.
And so that, I don't know, that reminded me of a fuck this. I'm fucking looking at the comments on Pornhub one time. And it's the title of video says like this teenager comes like 3 times in the span of like 7 minutes. And the first comment was, it's a fucking teenager. That's not a huge fucking accomplishment.
So for those of you that that want to see what we're talking about, let's see if I can get this going here.
There we go.
Can you see it?
I sure can.
Are you two girls from England? Wales! Are you two whales from England?
That's awesome, dude. I love it.
Yeah, so we're posting that on Facebook and also on Instagram every now and then. So keep a lookout for the funnies.
Yeah. Keep checking in. We got a bunch of good stuff on our social media. It's helpful stuff too. And we got the funnies from Big O for the memes. He's keeping it current, keeping it going. I love the Bernie Sanders memes that you threw up. Those are fucking those are killer, and they're still up.
Let's keep this in mind, children. Not all of these are mine. Okay, there's a lot of shared content out there. So if you think you got one up on me, by all means share it. Don't think that I'm pilfering anything. This is one of those things everybody shares, so I'm just letting everybody see it. And the ones that I'm actually making, I will put my moniker on the bottom corner so you'll actually see what I'm actually producing out there.
Good stuff. That sounds like a contest to me. Like we get like fucking, we have a meme off. If you guys want to, guys out there, challenge Big O to a meme off and you win, we'll send you a prize your way. But
You'll win.
The cast is going to the cast is all going to judge, and if you send us garbage, best believe you're getting roasted on the show.
Oh hell yeah! We'll grab you by the pigtail and pull you in.
You can see what the Hurt Locker really feels like. You know, all those Reddit roasts. Yeah, those are real things.
Oh yeah, and we could be very ruthless. So yeah.
And if you're down, if you're out there and you're listening and you're down for a Reddit roast, you know, you want to volunteer to get roasted by the cast, go ahead and step on up.
Yeah, I've been called Uncle Fester more than once. I don't see the connection there, but hey, you know, I opted for it. So. So going back to what we were talking about with the doctors thing. So when I was like 21, I had a kidney stone. I was drinking a lot of soda, drinking tea, hurt like a motherfucker, stuck in my fucking tubing from my kidney going down to the bladder. And at that time I went to the ER and I had some Russian Helga grab me, you know, saying, "We put catheter in you." "No, we don't put catheter in me." "No, we put it in, we must." I get it nice and looped, boom, and then looped it up and shoved it in. That was the softest I ever been, except when I was a little kid jumping into the San Diego Ocean. So let me tell you, it fucking denounced me, made me little than a man. Fast forward to about 10 years ago, I got another kidney stone. And it was getting bad, and you could feel it. I know you people know. You just grab it. It feels like you got a kidney punch from Mike Tyson. It's really bad on the side. And it hurts your hips, and it just fucking gets down in there. It's the closest thing a man will get to giving birth, except for major surgery. But, you know, I'm not saying it's as bad as, you know, being pregnant. I'm just saying it's closest a man could get.
When I told that story one time, I was like, that it's the closest thing a man can give to childbirth besides putting it with my in-laws.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the more worse thing than that is if men gave childbirth through their penis. So, anyway. I get this kidney stone and it's whirling. It's hurting like a motherfucker. And I remember my past transgression, you know, and what to do. So I'm drinking water. I'm gathering a gallon jug and I'm just chugging water. Just look. It's pouring down on me and I'm refilling. And I'm doing it again. And the wife's all, "We got to go to the ER." I'm like, wait. And I'm looking like a fucking freak, just going back and forth like, "Oh, I don't know. Yeah, let's go." So we get in the car. And we have this 96 Hyundai Accent piece of shit green hatchback. And as she's driving, I'm telling her to hit every bump in the road. Hit the potholes. Hit anything. I don't see any potholes. I grab the fucking wheel. She's going 35 miles an hour. And I pull it into the fucking curb. And we're like, dong, dong, dong. We're just fucking going crazy, right? We get into the parking lot of the ER. We find potholes. God bless the potholes this one time. Get into the parking lot, and I'm like, let's get in, because I know what the pain's coming on, man. The Hurt Locker's happening. We get into the front door. I'm like, oh, shit. She's like, what? I got to pee. Do you have to? I'm like, yeah, I think I better go. So I take a right turn instead of a left turn. Left turn's to the ER entry, you know, to the ladies to do all your work to get in. Right turn's to the bathroom. So I take a right turn. I go in there, and I'm like, you know, freaking out and peeing, and all of a sudden I hear ding, ding, ding. Passed it.
Saved myself $25.
No, I saved more than $25. It was like Geico savings. Oh my gosh, man. Kidney stones, don't get them. Drink water, please.
I had one. It fucking hurt a lot. And like I have a you know, a pretty like high threshold for pain. At least I thought I did before I had kids, but I guess physical pain. And that just reminded me of another one of his one-liners. He's like, "There was my house was on fire the other night. My wife said, 'Shush, you'll wake up daddy.'" No, it was just fucking painful. Like it, even for me, I was so, you know, fuck checker knows that I have a pretty, you know, high tolerance for pain. So when I kind of worried her a little bit when I went to her and I was like, "Yo, this shit hurts a little bit too much to like, I think I need to go to the doctor." And she was like, "Oh shit." So we went and like, they took me in right away and they're like, "Yeah, pretty sure it's a kidney stone." And they're like, "Have you ever had one before?" I'm like, "No, but if this is what it's like, I don't ever want one fucking again. This is bullshit." I'm like, "This fucking hurts." And they're like, "Yeah, that's the closest a man will get to giving birth." And I'm like, pain-wise, I'm like, "I don't give a fuck. It hurts." I'm like, "What do you got to like make it not hurt?"
Any candle wax on the nipples or whips to make the pain go away?
I'm like, you want to do like major pain and just break my fingers? Like, focus on that. I mean, and so they're like, "Nah, we'll give you a shot." And then when the shot finally kicked in, I was like, "Oh hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about." I'm like, "So what happens now? You guys like just fucking hit it with some shit and break it up, or like they're all no, you just have to piss it out." And they're all, but the shot's gonna wear off in a little while, so just FYI, I'm all fuck. So I went home, I had an edible, and I'm like, I tried to time it where I'm like, fucking the weed should be kicking in as soon as this fucking shot wears off, and at least I'll eat so much it'll just knock me out. And so I tried it, but yeah, no, that fucking pain woke me the fuck up. So not only was I fucking hurting, but I was high and hurting.
Yep. Man, like, they didn't even give me a shot when I went in for that Russian nurse.
Damn.
God damn. And then, you know, it's like a half baked. It's like, "Hey man, you ever had a kidney stone? You ever had kidney stone on weed?"
I can now cross that off my bucket list.
You John Stewart, fuck you in your ass.
So yeah, man, it's just it was that shit's no joke. So if you can avoid them, fucking avoid them. Do it.
So the last funny I have was in 2019 I had a motorcycle accident. It's one of the few times I actually had a concussion. I have a pretty hard head, and people say I'm pretty thick-headed and stuff, you know, and I always thought it was a joke, but I kind of do. I went headfirst into a police van, and a police van, unmarked police van.
Me too, but mine was into the back.
No, I think I was trying to get in through the rear. Let's just say that.
I wasn't trying to get in. That's why they threw me in.
It was like a prison riot. Anyway, I wake up in the hospital, and the ladies were so nice. The nurses were so nice, and I didn't realize what was going on. But, you know, they were soothing and really nice. And this first time I ever had a series of nurses be like that, you know, and they were like a little too nice. And I didn't realize what was going on. Turned out the medication they were giving me kind of made me like a donkey. I wasn't rock hard, but I mean, flaccid. I was pretty girthy. Like, whatever it is you give me, keep me going. So, you know, nice touches on the arm, little extra food for, you know, plate, you know, like, oh, what
the fuck? Fucking hook up ecstasy in your IV or what the fuck?
I'm looking down going, am I that big? I thought 6.5 inches was okay. I'm about 8. Good times, man. Good times on drugs.
Yeah, man, I don't I only had the I decided to mess with the I played sports a lot, right, as a kid. I you know, football, basketball, hockey, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're contact sports. You get hurt.
Yeah. You get a ball shot every now and then.
I got hurt frequently.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
I can see that.
Shit where, like, my arm was broken or my leg was broken or, like, my hand was broken. So stuff that you couldn't avoid going to the doctor for.
And that was just from your masturbation ritual.
Right? High school was hell on my body.
But you had some big fucking muscular arms.
Like, I had skinny ass legs, but really thick forearms, you know?
Quagmire walking out of his room, seeing porn internet for the first time.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm not going out with you guys. I got some stuff to do back at the house still. Call the cops if I don't answer the door in 30 minutes.
I once heard one of my buddies tell, we're in high school, one of my buddies tells the other one, "Bro, if you masturbate more than I do, I'll give you a fucking medal."
Well, fucking start smelting, buddy, because I went over around the earth twice.
So, you know, like I was a sarcastic kid. I mean, probably came from like the fucking comedy shows that I like fucking listened to that I wasn't supposed to be listening to. And so I decided to like, I decided just kind of like fuck with them. Because they came in for the umpteenth time to ask, are your parents hitting you? Are you being abused? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, so I start in on them. I'm like, yeah, man, it's rough at home. You got to be careful what you say. Got to be careful what you do. You know how Mexican houses are, you know, like, because they're, you know, like Filipino and white, you know, people. So I'm like, all right. And so I'm like, fucking... And they're like, so do they hit you hard? I'm like, fuck yeah, they do. I'm like, whoo, you ever been hit by a Mexican mom? I'm like, I tell you what. And then they're like, so does it happen frequently? I'm like, yeah, pretty frequently. And like, my dad's favorite football team was the Rams. I was like, that's why I want to go live with the Rams. And they're like, why? I'm like, because they don't beat anybody. And then and they looked at me and they're like, what? I'm like, and so the guy, he's like, then he gets it. Like, I'm fucking with them. And he's like, right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, Dick, didn't you read the chart? It's I got hurt. Like some asshole fucking... Some asshole tackled me right under my fucking arm. I'm like, look, it's not working. I'm like, I'm still in my football uniform.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
I'm like, that was the worst. They would send in the social worker to ask questions, and I'm still dressed in like a football uniform, a hockey uniform, like my basketball. I'm coming straight from the game because I got hurt. Like,
right. Yeah, they make me dress in this uniform so they don't get in trouble.
And then my parents got mad at me because they told them some shit about me like being a smartass and like wasting their time. When all I had to say, and then my dad asked, the icing on the cake is when my dad asked me, he's like, so what the fuck did you say? And he was pissed. And I'm like, I told them that you guys beat me all the time and I wanted to live with the LA Rams because they don't beat anybody. And he was like, motherfucker.
You're lucky you came for my balls because I ain't gonna kill you yet.
He's like, do you want two broken arms?
So you were saying about the sarcasm thing that brought me to a one that I just totally forgot. And it happened today. So, you know, the motorcycle accident, these fucking, you know, doctors, they're fucking scandalous. They had their own bill and they didn't go to my freaking healthcare. They went straight to me to get paid instead of going through there. So goddamn them first and foremost. So I had a creditor call me up and they want to get paid and I wasn't being a dick to them. You know, it's like, I have a FSA card. I could pay everything on that. And I'm giving her the card number. And I go, thank you for being polite. You know, a lot of people are rude and I appreciate it. Oh no, we're glad that you called back and la la la. We go through the P's and Q's. So I'm giving her my number and everything. And she goes, oh, and how's the name? I go, it looks great. It's beautiful. I got a capital O. It's just well laid out. I love the font. It's just great because the imprint comes up. She goes, no, is the name the same on your card? Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, it's fine. First time she ever heard that. But, man, I had to throw that out there. So talk about sarcasm, right?
I busted one of my kids the other day, like with a good one. They were like bitching about how bad their day was, and like, oh, and I'm still expected to do all this shit at the end of the day. It's just like it's exhausting. I'm like,
yeah,
first time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wake up at 6 a.m. every morning, drive a 100-mile round trip, go to work, lift 50 pounds or plus all day long, teach people that are stupid how to do things, then I come home to this. I see your point.
So the other day, the older one comes home from work, and the minute he walks in the door, the younger one starts bombarding him with questions and like fucking blah, 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 blah. And I stopped. I'm like, yo, time out, time out, time out. And I looked at the older one and I was like, that's exactly what it's like to have kids.
You just created celibacy.
And he goes, that's exactly. And he looks at the little brother. That. Yeah, exactly why I don't want kids.
So we did Chris Rock, right? Like, walk in the door. Where you been? Did you get that milk? You didn't do that. You, God damn it. When I just got home from work, let me take off my shoes. Let me sit down. Let me relax. Don't fucking ask me questions. Let me have a beer.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, and sometimes, you know, wives can be like that too sometimes. Those are the things you find out after you get married. Like, nobody tells you, wants you to walk into it on your own. Like, hey, we've got a whole list of things that could help you out. But you know what? We're not going to tell you. Because we're going to sit there and watch you fuck up like we did.
Cookie's favorite saying. That dick don't suck itself.
When did your dick learn how to suck itself?
Hey man, I work hard for my money. At least help the kid out. Come on.
Right? You're not officially married until your spouse tells you, oh, I'm sorry. When did your dick learn how to suck itself in response to something that you just said or a request that you just made?
Look, man, if I could do what the dog did, I wouldn't be married to you.
And it's just like the cooking thing, like they my ex-wife, her specialty indigestion.
I thought it was shit in the pot, but okay.
Everything always tasted like fucking burning. You know what I mean? Like, she was a big proponent of chili and the use of them in excess in every fucking dish, even those that didn't necessitate them.
You know, I'm not the best cook in the world, but I cook a mean meal. I know how to work my way in the kitchen. And to have a child as a teenager burn water... I had to teach her some lessons. Her favorite was mac and cheese. She could get by on that after she learned not to burn the water.
Yeah. My youngest likes to cook and I'm like, okay, fine. I'll let you like try to do some stuff. And he, like fucking undercooked. He thought the pork was done. He had undercooked it so much. It should have still been singing Hakuna Matata. Like it was bad.
You could be a big, big tooth.
Yeah, that was a big thing. The ex-wife and the cooking was just like the styles were so completely different that when it was like my turn to fucking cook, you know, I can get down in the kitchen, like, you know, and so I do it, but I'm not like gonna fucking. My staple is not fucking Mexican food. Like, I ate Mexican food growing up my entire fucking life. Like, I'm tired of fucking having a hamburger every goddamn day. You know what I mean? Like, I want something else. So, but they're, you know, she's the kind that's stuck on that, like, kind of cooking. And so, like, I stray from that. And I'm like, I make this fucking bomb-ass fucking Italian dish. And she was like... I don't know. It's kind of fucking bland. I'm like, that's just because you eat so much chili in excess that either your fucking taste buds have like jumped off your tongue or you just fucking killed them all. You know what I mean? Like your asshole must burn 24/7 every time you take a shit. Like you eat so much goddamn chili. It's just like, I'm surprised it's not fucking like eating the fucking paint off the walls.
So one year I graduated my tech school out here for computer associate's degree, and I go back home, and one of my friends, he works at a convenience store, and he works late shift, and it's getting like 4 a.m. and one of our friends bets him, hey man, bet you can't eat an habanero pepper. Oh, I can eat one of those. all right, $20 says you can't last with one. He's all, I'm in. So, you know, we wait until about 7:30 and the grocery store opens up. They give me some money. I run down there and I get, they said get a whole bunch of them. So I look at them, they're on sale. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Let me get some of that. Maybe I'll make some chili for the dad. And, I grab like three or four green ones, a couple yellow ones, and like one red one, maybe two red ones. Anyway, we give him the green one for the $20 bet. Now, this is a countertop, right? Nice big countertop, about 4 foot up, 4.5 foot up, right? He's like a 6 foot one guy. And there's a cash register in the middle and on the side. It's got a plexiglass in the front, not to stop from gun mugging or anything else, just a plexiglass for hanging doodads because it's a Mexican place. And a whole fucking shelf of like chiclets and shit like that, right? The reason I say this is because you got to see the picture, all right? He pops in the habanero, takes a bite of it, thinking it's a jalapeno. He starts chewing it, crunch, 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 crunch. Ain't nothing. Crunch, crunch, crunch. That's fine. Nothing. Holy shit! Jumps over the countertop, kicks the fucking the tchotchkes down, the chiclets and everything all on the ground, hits his head on the fucking plexiglass, knocks down the fly swatters and a couple bandanas and shit, rolls on the ground, hits some chips, picks them up, grabs them, and pops them up. Poof! They go shooting up. He's chugging chips. Oh, it's not working. We're dying laughing. Oh, God, get the soda. Get the soda. He goes down the aisle where the soda machine is. Now he's foaming like a mad dog. Going, oh, my God, the caffeine, the bottles, it hurts more. We're dying. Hit the Slurpee machine. Hit the Slurpee. He gets under there. Oh, my God, the icy hot, it burns. We're crying. We're rolling on the ground. This guy's got soda. He's got chips. He's all over. The place is a mess. Get the bread, get the bread. He gets the bread. He's shooting Wonder Bread in his mouth. He goes, boom, 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 and it's popping out like popcorn. And, oh my God. And we're okay, we're fucking with you. Drink the milk, drink the milk. He goes to the milk back there. He's got a gallon of milk. Glug, 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 glug. Looks like he's chortling a donkey dick. He's just, oh, he's spraying it out. Oh, finally, he's just like heaving. He's just, and we're dying laughing. Oh God, best day of our goddamn lives. That was the funny story. I make the salsa with the rest of the habaneros, and my parents love a hot salsa. They love it. Okay. My dad took a dip of that. He goes, hey, did you make that salsa? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And, you know, it's hot. It's hot. It's really hot. He goes, oh, you know, I love it hot. I'm like, yeah, I do, but it's hot. He goes, well, what'd you make it with? I'm like, eh, just try it. See if you like it. Takes two bites. Motherfucker, what the fuck did you put in this goddamn thing? And I explained how many habaneros I use, what colors they were. He's all, I ain't touching that shit no more. My mom comes home, and she loves it even hotter. She got through at least five chips. He only had one. She got through five chips, and she didn't touch it no more. This motherfucker had to eat it for 2 weeks. And let me tell you, every time I shit and that water came up with that Neptune's kiss on my butthole, it was like a godsend.
So talk about like fucking keeping with the theme of no respect. Like I, you know, it's time to tell my ex-wife that I want a divorce, right? The day it comes. And it just happened to be on a day where I got back from international travel.
Oh yeah.
So that the jet, you know, like I was 15 hours ahead for a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you get back and the first thing you want to do is knock the fuck out. Cause like it's, if you've ever traveled internationally and if you cross the international timeline and you've been there for, in, you know, 2 to 3, you know, more weeks, like coming back here to the States, like, you know exactly what that's like. That's fucking, it's hell. You feel like you got thrown off the back of a fucking train for like at least 2 days. And so, you know, I get back from LAX and it's already a fucking hassle because it's LAX.
Yeah.
And so, and she's fucking hounding me for an answer. Like, you know, do you want a divorce? This and that. And I'm like, yeah. All right, yeah, I do. And so she's like, you're sure? I'm like, I'm positive. She's like, there's no going back. I'm like, and I was a dick. And I'm like, that's kind of the point. And she's like, yeah, no, for real. There's no do-overs. I'm like, who the fuck would want to do this over again? Like, are you listening to yourself? I'm like, I'm the one that's been awake for fucking almost 20 hours. Like, you're the one that sounds like a goddamn crazy person. Like, why in the fuck would I want to do this all over again? Like, it was bullshit the first time. It's not going to be any better the second time around. All right, so we're done talking about it, and I'm like, hey, look, I don't think I have to stay this, but just so we're clear, I'm like, you tell your people, I'll tell mine. And she's like, okay, fine, whatever. And I'm like, no, for real, like, you tell your fucking people, I'll tell mine. Like, don't, there's no need to, like, call anybody. Right. that I know that I brought with me. Like, they're my fucking friends and family. When we break up, like, they're breaking up with you too. So she says fine, and I'm like, okay, so I'm like really tired. I've been up for like 20 hours. I'm gonna go to sleep for like 2 days. And so, like, I go to sleep. And then I wake up, and like a week later, I go to my, you know, thinking that she hadn't said anything and she kept to her word. So I go to my parents' house like a week later, and I walk in, and my mom's like, so when were you going to plan on telling us that you're, you know, like, you guys are getting divorced? And I was like, well, I mean, I was kind of going to work it casually into the conversation today. But it sounds like you might already know, so I'm guessing I don't have to kind of tiptoe around it anymore. And she's like, yeah, she told us, and you know, it was this and this and this, and this is why you want a divorce. I'm like, no, that's not why I want a divorce. She completely lied to you. And she was like, what do you mean? She's like, so why do you want a divorce? I was like, because I found her video on Pornhub, and she was like in a gangbang with like fucking five dudes. And I'm like, and it was for sure her. So yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm out. And my mom just looked at me and she's like, wow. And it just fucking walked away and left me alone. So I was like, all right, yeah. Conversation about divorce with the parents officially avoided.
You know, it would have went better if you would have got some mariachi in there and just singing in Espanol. Esa puta,
chider. My dad is, because my mom walked away, right? My dad's still looking at me like, really? And I'm all, yeah. You want me to find the video? I'll go look for the video right now and show you. And he was like, Jesus Christ, whatever. Because, you know, at this point, I'm like already like almost 30 and shit. And so, like, you know, like he put up with, and this is like why I'm surprised he's like still alive and not fucking jittery and smoking like 1,000 cigarettes every fucking day. Is like, as I was, as sarcastic as I am now and as sarcastic as Mix it was, that's how we were as kids too. So he had to endure a lot. I'm like, I'm surprised he didn't fucking lose it.
Well, the funny thing is, now my kids got my sarcasm, so at least I spread that into the world. Everybody enjoy my shit.
Right? My wife hates that, like, because I hear both the kids, like, fucking, when she's getting on their nerves, they're, like, being, like, really sarcastic, and I'm, like, and then I get punished for it later, because that was apparently my fault.
Well, look, you're building healthy, strong relationships. If you didn't do this, and they go out into the world, they might turn into fucking psycho killers. At least now they could deal with it.
And they have thick skin, too, so it's, because it's, like, one of the, the other day, one of the kids is in the LGBTQ, whatever the fuck. And so I called it the alphabet people, and because it was easier for me to remember. So I tell Fuck Checker, you know, that, you know, the alphabet people have this or whatever going on. And she's like, who's the alphabet people? I'm like, the LG, whatever that fucking, whatever it is now. Like, they keep adding a letter every year. And so then Fuck Checker is talking to the kid, and she says, the alphabet people. And our kid just goes, Jesus Christ, Mom. And she's like, dude, and he looks at me and goes, do I even need to ask where she got it from? I'm like, gee, nah. No.
She got it from Sesame Street.
Who has two thumbs and cool sayings? This guy right here.
Good times, man.
Like, it got to the point where, like, the kids knew they were gonna get shit, like, and like they were just gonna get shit. So, like, the oldest would walk in, like, after a haircut, because, you know, during high school he would change up his hair, like, you know, every so often. But we would always make fun of it. So it got to the point where after a haircut, he would walk in and go, okay, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Oh, nice. Oh, I wasn't prepared for this. Oh, I didn't know what was going on.
So, folks, take a look at this guy right here.
You got a fucking spotlight on you. And you're doing stand up.
Yeah, he would just do that. He was like, are you okay? I know you're going to say some dumb shit about my hair, so you have 30 seconds. Go.
Well, you look like a vagina, and it's not a good one. It's kind of in a V, and it's not a good V.
One time he came home with a fucking, with a haircut, and the wife goes, you look like you belong at Hogwarts.
Oh, shit.
She's like, you look like Harry Potter's retarded, less famous cousin.
Nice. He was omitted from that book.
Oh man, no, it was funny. So, like, if anything, my kids have very, very thick skin, because, like, they annoyed me for a very long time. So now it's my turn.
Damn straight.
Going in at, like, on the fucking occasion that you wake up early on a Saturday, you go in and wake up the kids early on a Saturday, and they're like, why do we have to be up? I'm like, you absolutely don't, but how does it feel, motherfucker?
So growing up, you know, a lot of the stuff that I have for terminology, I just couldn't lay it on my kids because they just didn't know Casey Kasem and going on the top 40 type stuff. This letter just in. Your haircut looks like shit. You smell like shit and you don't clean up after yourself. Love Mom and Dad. Now here's REO Speedwagon.
Dude, that was an awesome Casey Kasem.
Oh, because he was fucking Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. Fuck. What? Soy Scoop?
Dude, that was awesome, man. Good. Cheers. Cheers to that. Fuck yeah.
Oh,
all right, guys. We are coming up on our time for this episode. It feels really good to be back. We've got a lot of good things planned for the rest of this season. And we're going to take a poll. We kind of like the theme.
Oh, I'm not taking no poll. I don't know what you agree to.
Cookie will take it for us. So we want to put this out there now. We're going to start taking a poll. Let us know. Jump on our social media. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. And let us know. We're thinking about keeping with a theme for a season, and so doing TV shows and movies. So we can't do them both combined. That would be just like a super long, and like we'll probably kill each other if we have to plan out a season where we can only narrow down 24 movies and favorite TV shows. Like it ain't gonna happen. So let us know what you guys would preference for next season, movies or TV. And then the following season will be, you know, whichever one, you know, was the Donald Trump of this election.
So keep in mind out there, you know, TV shows could be like cartoons like the Flintstones and Jetsons. Scooby-Doo could be regular TV shows like Family Matters. And, you know, movies, we could do stuff like Die Hard, you know, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, which will include the Flintstones, by the way, too.
Oh,
so.
And spread it around like we're going to. Our taste in movies and TV shows is so eclectic that's why we can't combine it into one season. Like we'd have to do like season 4 and 5 as a combination, you know, like.
Would you say that my TV shows are like plethora TV shows? Can you explain to me what a plethora even is? If you know that movie, please email us and let us know. You might win something.
Yeah, good call. Go for it. Yeah, we'll make that like a flash contest. If you know where that quote's from, hit us up. We'll send you a prize. First person to do it, though. Like, I don't want to fucking read like 10 motherfuckers telling me the same thing, but like, no. First one to fucking email us or get us on our slide into our DMs, fucking gets a prize.
Damn straight. We'll, come on, get to it. You should know this.
We'll reach out to Creatures and Cosplay and have them hook something up. All right, guys. Well, we are going to get out of here for tonight, but we have more episodes coming, so stay tuned. Until next week, take a tote and watch all your worries go up in smoke.